Imagine a world where your biggest leap of faith lands you in uncharted territory, much like stepping onto a soccer field when your only expertise is in American football. This isn't just a plot twist in a TV show. It's the starting whistle of Ted Lasso, a series that masterfully juggles humor, heart, and the unexpected art of achieving goals. But what if I told you that Ted's journey isn't just for the screens? It mirrors the bold moves we make in our own lives when we step out of our comfort zones and onto the playing fields of our ambitions. In a whirl of laughter and life lessons, Ted Lasso, an American football coach turned English soccer manager, teaches us that the playbook for success isn't always conventional. His story is a vibrant tapestry of missteps, triumphs, and most importantly, a relentless positivity that turns the tide in the most unpredictable ways. But here's the kicker. The essence of Ted's story is found in everyday life, in the stories of countless individuals who dare to redefine what success means to them. This blog post isn't just about connecting the dots between a fictional coach and real-world achievements. It's an exploration of how the Ted Lasso way is more than a series of plot points. It's a blueprint for setting and smashing goals, whether you're aiming to conquer the corporate world or mastering a new skill in your backyard. Buckle up as we dive into the heartwarming, hilarious, and often surprising parallels between the world of Ted Lasso and our own adventures in goal setting. 1. Ted's unconventional goals. In the playbook of Ted Lasso, the rules of the game are rewritten. Ted, a coach in unfamiliar territory, doesn't set his sights on the typical coach's dream of just tallying up wins. Instead, he places his bets on something far more intangible yet impactful, cultivating a positive team culture and nurturing individual character growth. This might sound like a strategy concocted in a feel-good Hollywood script, but it's a page taken straight out of real life's guide to meaningful success. Picture this. In a memorable scene, Ted hands out homemade biscuits to Rebecca, the team's owner, not as a mere gesture of friendliness, but as a symbol of his commitment to building genuine relationships. It's a simple act, but it speaks volumes about his approach. It's not about scoring goals on the field. It's about scoring points in trust and camaraderie off the field. This echoes the philosophy of great leaders and coaches in real life who understand that the foundation of any successful team lies in its unity and mutual respect, not just its trophy case. Ted's focus on individual growth is exemplified in his interactions with players like Jamie Tart and Roy Kent. He doesn't just see them as players in a game, he sees them as individuals with unique challenges and potentials. Ted's persistent efforts to break through Jamie's arrogant facade and Roy's gruff exterior are reminiscent of mentors who go the extra mile to uncover the true potential of their protégés. In the real world, this is akin to a manager who prioritizes their team's personal development, understanding that a team's strength lies not just in skills, but in character and self-growth. Through Ted's journey, we're reminded that victories are not always about the final score. They're about the lessons learned, the bonds forged, and the personal battles won. Whether it's in the corridors of a corporate office or within the dynamics of a community project, the principles remain the same. Building a positive culture and focusing on individual growth can lead to success that's not just celebrated on a scoreboard, but felt deeply in the hearts of the team. Ted Lasso's unconventional approach to goal setting, prioritizing culture and character over conventional metrics of success, serves as an inspiring reminder that sometimes the best way to win the game is to change how you play it. 2. The power of positivity. In the world of Ted Lasso, optimism isn't just a feel-good mantra. It's the fuel that drives the engine of success, Ted's unshakable positivity is a beacon in the stormy weather of professional sports, and it's a trait that resonates deeply with real-world scenarios. His infectious enthusiasm and constant encouragement are not just plot devices. They are powerful tools that can turn the tide in any challenging situation. One memorable instance of this is when Ted faces a skeptical and often hostile media and fan base. Instead of bowing to the pressure, he meets skepticism with a smile and criticism with kindness. This isn't just a display of resilience, it's a masterclass in maintaining a positive outlook in the face of adversity. In the real world, this mirrors the attitude of successful individuals who confront negativity and criticism not with defensiveness, but with the confidence and positivity that disarms and transforms challenging environments. Ted's influence on his team is another testament to the power of positivity. When the team is plagued by doubt and internal conflicts, it's Ted's unwavering belief in each player that ignites a change. He's not just coaching soccer, he's coaching life. This is vividly seen in his interactions with players like Sam Obasanya, whose initial lack of confidence is gradually replaced with self-assuredness under Ted's guidance. In our own lives, this echoes the importance of a positive support system, be it a mentor, friend, or leader who believes in us even when we struggle to believe in ourselves. Moreover, Ted's approach to dealing with failure is a lesson in positive thinking. He treats losses not as definitive defeats, but as opportunities to learn and grow. This mindset shift is pivotal in both the show and in real-life scenarios. Whether it's a failed project, a rejected proposal, or a personal setback, viewing these experiences through the lens of positivity and learning can lead to growth and future success. The power of positivity, as exemplified by Ted Lasso, is a reminder that our attitude can be our greatest asset. It's not about ignoring reality or avoiding challenges. It's about facing them with a mindset that seeks to find the silver lining and the lessons therein. In both the fictional world of Ted Lasso and the very real journey of our daily lives, positivity can be the difference between merely enduring challenges and thriving through them. 3. Adaptability and flexibility. Ted Lasso's journey from American football to English soccer is a vivid illustration of adaptability in action. His transition is not just a shift in sports, it's a profound leap into a different culture, set of rules, and expectations. Ted's willingness to learn, adapt, and remain flexible underpins his success, a lesson that resonates powerfully in our own lives. Whether we're stepping into a new job, moving to a new city, or facing unexpected life changes. In the show, we witness Ted's relentless effort to understand the nuances of soccer, a game he initially knows little about. He doesn't cling to his familiar tactics from football. Instead, he embraces the new rules, collaborates with others who have more experience, and remains open to learning. This is paralleled in real-world scenarios where success often hinges on our ability to adapt to new environments and challenges. Just like Ted, we may find ourselves in situations where our existing knowledge and skills are put to the test, and our ability to adapt and learn becomes crucial. Ted's flexibility in coaching strategy is another highlight. He doesn't impose a rigid, one-size-fits-all approach. Instead, he tailors his coaching to the needs of his team and the individual players. This adaptability is mirrored in effective leadership and teamwork in various fields. A great leader or team member is one who can adjust their approach based on the situation, the goals, and the people involved. It's about being versatile and responsive. Much like Ted, who adjusts his coaching style to resonate with each player and the changing dynamics of the team. Another aspect of Ted's adaptability is his response to cultural differences. He doesn't resist the unfamiliar aspects of British culture. Rather, he embraces them with curiosity and respect. This openness to new experiences and cultures is a valuable trait in our increasingly globalized world. Whether it's in international business, travel, or multicultural communities, being adaptable and flexible in the face of cultural differences can lead to richer experiences and deeper understanding. Ted Lasso's journey teaches us that adaptability and flexibility are not just about making the best of a new situation. They're about actively seeking growth and learning in the midst of change. In our own lives, whether we're navigating a career shift, learning a new skill, or facing an unforeseen challenge, the ability to adapt and remain flexible is key to turning potential obstacles into stepping stones for success. 4. Overcoming setbacks. In Ted Lasso, setbacks are as much a part of the game as the victories. Ted and his team's journey through various challenges and defeats is not just a narrative arc, it's a profound exploration of how to face and overcome setbacks. This aspect of the show offers a rich parallel to real-life scenarios, where setbacks are inevitable but can become pivotal moments for growth and resilience. One of the most striking examples in the show is when Ted's unconventional methods and unfamiliarity with soccer initially lead to a series of losses for the team. Instead of allowing these setbacks to define their season, Ted uses them as opportunities to learn and adjust. He encourages the team to focus not on the scoreboard, but on their growth and teamwork. This approach mirrors a key principle in personal and professional life, viewing failures not as insurmountable obstacles, but as valuable learning experiences. It's about extracting lessons from each setback and using them to build a stronger, more resilient path forward. Ted also faces personal setbacks, including struggles with his mental health and challenges in his personal life. His vulnerability and openness in dealing with these issues break the stereotype of the infallible coach. In our own lives, this resonates deeply, reminding us that it's okay to have moments of weakness and that seeking help or support is not a defeat, but a courageous step toward overcoming these challenges. The team's dynamics also reflect how collective setbacks can lead to collective growth. The players learn to support each other, transforming individual weaknesses into team strengths. This is a powerful lesson for any group or community endeavor. The way a team responds to setbacks can either fracture its foundation or strengthen its bonds. By choosing solidarity, empathy, and shared learning in the face of challenges, a group can emerge more united and resilient. Ted Lasso portrays setbacks not as the end of the road, but as integral parts of the journey. The show teaches that resilience is built through perseverance, a supportive community, and a willingness to learn from every fall. In our lives, whether we're dealing with professional hurdles, personal challenges, or collective struggles, embracing setbacks as stepping stones is crucial for growth and resilience. It's not about never falling. It's about learning how to rise each time we do. 5. Team goals. Best personal goals. Ted Lasso presents a nuanced portrayal of the delicate interplay between team objectives and individual aspirations, a theme that resonates deeply both on and off the field. In the show, Ted Lasso demonstrates a keen understanding that a team's success is intricately tied to the fulfillment of the personal goals of its members. This balance is not just a theme in a television series, but a fundamental aspect of any successful team dynamic in real life. Throughout the series, Ted emphasizes the importance of the team's collective goal winning matches and ultimately succeeding in the league. However, he also recognizes that each player brings unique personal ambitions and challenges to the field. By encouraging players like Donnie Rojas to find joy in the game, or helping Jamie Tart understand the value of teamwork over personal glory, TED shows that aligning individual goals with team objectives creates a powerful synergy. This approach is echoed in successful organizations and groups where leaders acknowledge and support individual ambitions, understanding that personal growth directly contributes to collective success. TED's approach also highlights the importance of understanding each team member's motivations and strengths. By doing so, he is able to create a team environment where players feel valued and understood, not just as athletes, but as individuals. This is a vital lesson for any leader or team member. Recognizing and fostering individual strengths can lead to a more motivated, engaged, and productive team. It's about creating a space where personal goals are not seen as competing with team objectives, but as essential components of the team's overall success. Moreover, Ted Lasso's leadership style shows that sometimes helping team members achieve their personal goals can even mean letting them go, as seen with Roy Kent's transition. This reflects an understanding that true leadership sometimes involves putting individual aspirations above immediate team needs, a concept that, when applied judiciously in the real world, can lead to long-term benefits for both the individual and the team. In sum, Ted Lasso captures the essence of how balancing team goals with personal goals is crucial in creating a cohesive, dynamic, and ultimately successful team environment. This balance is a cornerstone of effective leadership and team dynamics in any context, be it in sports, business, or community projects. By fostering an environment where individual aspirations are supported and aligned with collective objectives, a team can achieve far more than just the sum of its parts. Conclusion. The story of Ted Lasso is more than just an entertaining narrative. It's a treasure trove of wisdom on goal setting and personal growth. Ted's journey, with its blend of humor, heart, and humility, offers us profound lessons that are applicable both on the screen and in our lives. First and foremost, Ted Lasso teaches us the power of unconventional methods. In a world that often prioritizes results over process, Ted shows us that sometimes the best way to achieve our goals is to focus on the journey, not just the destination. Building a positive culture, nurturing individual growth, and prioritizing relationships can lead to success that is both meaningful and lasting. This approach challenges us to rethink our own strategies and consider how we can incorporate these values into our personal and professional lives. Secondly, the show underscores the importance of staying positive amidst challenges. Ted's unwavering optimism in the face of skepticism and setbacks is a testament to the strength that can be found in a positive attitude. His approach teaches us that while we may not have control over every situation, we do have control over how we respond to them. Embracing positivity, even in the face of adversity, can transform challenges into opportunities for growth and learning. Lastly, Ted Lasso highlights the need for adaptability and flexibility. Ted's willingness to learn, embrace change, and adjust his methods when necessary is a powerful reminder that being adaptable is key to overcoming obstacles and achieving goals. Whether we are navigating a career change, learning a new skill, or facing unexpected life events, the ability to adapt and remain flexible is crucial in turning potential setbacks into successes. In conclusion, the lessons from Ted Lasso's approach to goal setting are both inspiring and practical. They encourage us to embrace unconventional methods, maintain a positive outlook, and stay adaptable in our journey towards achieving our goals. As we apply these lessons in our own lives, we can create a path to success that is not only effective, but also enriching and fulfilling. Let Ted Lasso be a reminder that in the game of life, Sometimes the most unexpected strategies can lead to the most remarkable victories. To further inspire and guide you on your journey of goal setting and personal development, here are some additional resources that resonate with the spirit of Ted Lasso. Inspiring quotes from Ted Lasso. Believe. Ted Lasso's simple yet powerful mantra, be curious, not judgmental. A reminder to embrace open-mindedness. Your body is like day-old rice. If it ain't warmed up properly, something real bad could happen. A humorous take on the importance of preparation. I think that you might be so sure that you're one in a million that sometimes you forget that out there, you're just one in 11. On the value of teamwork. It's the hope that kills you. A nod to the bittersweet nature of ambition and striving. Further reading on goal setting and personal development. Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol S. Dweck. An exploration of the growth versus fixed mindset and its impact on success. Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones by James Clear. A guide to understanding and implementing effective habit formation. Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. A look at the role of grit and determination in achieving long-term goals. Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us by Daniel H. Pink. Insights into what truly motivates us beyond traditional rewards. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle. A spiritual perspective on living in the present and finding inner peace. These resources, combined with the lessons from Ted Lasso, offer a comprehensive toolkit for anyone looking to set meaningful goals, foster personal growth, and navigate the challenges of life with positivity and resilience. Remember, in the words of Ted Lasso, taking on a challenge is a lot like riding a horse. If you're comfortable while you're doing it, you're probably doing it wrong.